It's 13 minutes after 10. It's a Wednesday morning. And look, normally we do like a menu of what's on the show and so on, but we're not doing that. We get straight down. We're going to talk garden waste from the off. There you go. There's a gigantic leap. We've got to say good morning to, and I hope I've got your name right. Is it Tash Dix?
That's correct, Tash Dix.
I've got it right. Just move a little bit closer to the microphone, Tash. It won't bite you, all right? And we've also got Matthew Chatfield as well, haven't we? You prefer Matt?
Oh, I can be either, Ian, whichever you like.
Well, you've been told you can't, but only when you're spoken to.
Okay.
That's right. Now, Tash, look, what's your title? What's your role?
I'm the principal manager for waste at the Isle of Wight Council, so I deal with all the waste and recycling contracts and make sure that everyone gets the best access to composting and recycling.
Massive. Your job's massive.
It takes up quite a few hours of my day.
Yeah, I bet. But today you're in talking about garden waste.
We are. We've brought out a new garden waste subscription service last year with the large green wheeled bins and the option of having sacks. It was a roaring success. We had over 6,000 people subscribe to it. We want to remind people that the subscription renewals are now open for the next season, so the 1st of April to the 31st of March. So we can get online and fill in a subscription form if you want your garden waste collected from home.
Do you know what? We already do it. And the reason why we already do it, because we've got a really long garden and so many weeds. And I said to my wife, I said, look, we can't keep going up the tip or chucking it behind somewhere. And I said, we've got to do something about it properly. Have you got any ideas? And she said, yes, of course I've got an idea. Because she's in the know. So we bought into this because it's only a pound?
It's £60 a year, so it's just over a pound a week it works out. And it's 240 litres of garden waste taken away every fortnight. So that's the same size as your recycling bin at home.
It's incredible because we pile this thing in and we squeeze it in and bump it down and so on and so forth. And we get rid of so much, and it makes our lives so much easier. It really does, to the point where our neighbours are going to do it this year because they've seen us. You know, we say, look, you can't keep putting it in ours. You have to get your own. It's only, like I say, about a pound, isn't it?
It works out so well when you look at it in comparison to driving up to the tip on a weekly basis or a fortnightly basis. And one of the other benefits is we absolutely don't mind and do encourage people with smaller gardens sharing a subscription with their neighbour. So if one bin seems too big for you, ask your neighbour if they want to share the subscription.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's all about working together, isn't it?
Bringing your community together to get composting up around the island.
I feel rotten now that I've told my neighbour she's got to pay for her own. but she's got a 100-foot garden as well, so, you know, there's a lot of waste there, and I don't think we're going to get it all in there when we get out there and do that weeding. What have we got to remember to do? You've just got to get in touch with somebody?
Yeah, well, you can go online to iwhite.com/waste, and there is a link to the Do It Online web form if you want to resubscribe, or you can call the waste services on 853777. And renew it via the telephone. We do prefer people to do it online purely because it eases up the telephone lines at the council's call centre.
And you get, there's a plastic thing with a lid on, the wheelie bin thing, and there's another way of doing it as well. So
yeah, if you don't have room for a wheelie bin, or you don't have a pavement, or you don't have a front garden, you can have the reusable plasticised Hessian sacks. So we'll give you the same volume, but we'll give you two or three bags. And then you can just fill those up and put them out. That's also quite useful if you're sharing your subscription with a neighbour, because you can have a bag each and then just pop them both out at the same time.
Oh, right, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The bag. I'm thinking about going for the bag this year then. Maybe. Well, think about that.
Yep, it's entirely up to you as the subscriber to decide if you want to have the bin or the bag. There's no dictation on that at all.
So if you're living in different places on the island, is there a specific collection day for this one?
There's a table on the iwhite.com/waste website that shows you where you live and what day of the week that will be collected on. It's generally the same week as your recycling week, but they're collected in a regional breakdown around the island rather than long routes, which we do with the normal collections, just so it makes it easier for the truck to get around. So one day will be all the Ryde and Haven Street area, one day will be all the Sandown and Shanklin area. Simple table online will tell you what day of the week it is, and when you subscribe, your bin will arrive with a little tag on it to remind you of the day.
Okay, brilliant. What can you put in the bin?
You can put all of your leafy garden waste. You can put branches up to 20 centimetres thick. Just try and avoid soil and rubble and glass, because that obviously isn't going to compost down and could cause harm to people when they're doing the composting.
Okay, I'm just trying to think. What about a tree trunk?
If it's less than 20 centimetres, you can put it in there.
Less than 20
centimetres. Thick. Right. Not long, thick.
Right.
What happens with the material? Well, we take it up to Lynn Bottom where there's a windrow composting pad.
Yeah.
And at the front end of that, there's a giant shredder. So all the green waste goes in the shredder. And if you put anything too big in that shredder, it goes flying straight up in the air and will land on somebody's head. So
we try to
avoid rocks, try to avoid glass, try to avoid anything that's got thicker than 20 centimetre diameter. But that's a pretty big chunky bit of tree trunk. So.
And I can squash it down as much as I like.
You can squeeze as much as you need into in there. We do encourage people not to put so much in there that they burst the sides of their wheelie bin.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Yep, yeah, do fill it right up, squash it down, and it'll be collected every fortnight.
Every fortnight, sounds it. And I'll tell you what we did as well, because obviously we haven't got any access. You've got to come through the house with it. And I must admit, I did look at that and think, perhaps we haven't thought this one through, because you've got to take it all the way through the house. But then if you just clean the wheels, just wipe the wheels, it's fine. And it really doesn't. It's no problem whatsoever. So, you know, honestly, people, give it a go, because it does make life a lot easier. Failing that, what's the alternative? The alternative is you're left with a load of waste in your garden. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Alternatively, you can go to the tip for free yourself with your own car. Or if you want to do something a little bit more greener, environmentally friendly, you can always build a composting bin in your own garden or a wormery and do home composting, which you can also put your food waste in. That's always a free option that is available to everyone.
Sorry, what's a wormery?
A wormery. it's more of a slightly intricate composter where you have a lot of soil structure built into it and you have worms in there, so the worms will break down the material faster and you can add food and waste in there as well. And it'll just give you a more rich compost and you get to have pet worms. You can name them if you like.
Great, yeah. Sounds a bit professional, that does. And a bit weird too. But
I think worms aren't weird, come on.
See, this is why we brought Matt, because he loves worms.
I love worms.
So you've got a wormer, have you?
Alas, I haven't. I haven't got a garden big enough, but I have had one in the past, and they do work. Really does. All that compost just magically disappears.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Is it all year round?
It's a 12-month subscription, so you can keep gardening all year round. We know the growing season kind of slows down a lot on the island in November, December, but it's a great time for cutting back when you've got shrubs and perennials, bushes. Good time to cut them back. You can keep using the bin throughout, and your subscription will also include a free Christmas tree pickup.
Ah, right. I didn't know that.
Yep. So if you have a subscription and you have a real Christmas tree, then the collection of that will be included with your subscription.
Oh, excellent. Because we did try and get you in, but I didn't think you were very well at a certain time a little while ago. And we're going to try and get you in and talk about that, because we were interested by it. But we've got to do that this Christmas. All right.
Absolutely.
So stay in touch, won't you?
We will do. More than happy to come and talk recycling anytime.
Okay. So have you set yourself a target to how many more people you want to be involved in this?
We'd like to hit 7,000 this year. We think that's a nice sustainable number with a number of vehicles we have. If we find there's more than that, and we might have to build a waiting list and buy another truck, which, you know, if the island is on board and the island wants that, then we will look at the island's needs appropriately.
Okay, I can hear people now going, what happens to the waste then? What happens to it?
With the composting, yeah. All the garden waste gets shredded, it goes into the windrow composting, which is run by Biffa at the landfill site. So that takes about 3 weeks. It'll get turned over, shredded and turned over. And it's turned into a high quality, they call it PASS 110, which is a quality standard. So it's a high standard of compost that can be used to go straight back into your garden. And you can buy that from Biffa.
All right.
They'll deliver it in one-ton bags to your property.
So everything positive then?
Everything positive, everything.
That's wicked. Just give us the details again. How do we get in touch? How do we book it?
So if you want your fortnightly garden waste collection subscription service, you can either go online to www.iwhite.com/waste and use the Do It Online forms to fill in your own subscription, or you can call the waste services on 853 777.
Easy as that. And do you pay like £60 up front, or do you pay a pound?
At the moment, we have it on an annual subscription, because we didn't know when our first year really how many people were going to be interested. So we just put in the single payment option of an upfront payment. And we're now looking at the options of seeing if we can change that to monthly direct debits in the coming year. But at the moment, it is an upfront £60.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, look, congratulations on that. And also, you've won awards in the past, haven't you?
We have, yes.
Because we're all shouting about this recycling thing. All that moaning and groaning we did about 3 years ago. Ooh, we don't like change. And all of a sudden, there we are, we're doing it and winning awards. I think it's fantastic. Will you come back and talk about the other stuff that you do?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to. I mean, we've just had a letter from the Undersecretary for the Environment to congratulate us on the recycling rate on the Isle of Wight. We've managed to go up 6.8% in our recycling and composting in 1 year, which is a phenomenal job, which we really do have to thank all the residents for really getting on board with recycling and composting and making this huge difference to the Isle of Wight. It's moved us up to the top 25% in the country.
Fantastic. Congratulations to you and your team. That's really, really brilliant.
Well, the congratulations really go to the residents. They're the ones who are doing the recycling. And
some of them moan as well. But generally, they're all right.
They're a good bunch.
Okay, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. And you didn't get to speak much.
Oh, sorry, Ian. You can have me in another time.
Well, yeah, you have to come in. Well, look, the only part I feel a bit guilty actually, because the only thing you were talking about was your wormery.
Worms? Oh, I love worms.
He spoke about the wormery that he doesn't have.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, this was Tash's day, and it's all about the recycling, so that's fine.
Okay.
But I'll come in and talk to you about something else another day, Ian. Don't
Brilliant.
Worry.
Good. Excellent. We look forward to it. Thanks for coming in, both.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some James.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.